This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk a lot on this program about the Federal Reserve and its job setting interest rates in this economy. Every now and then, like during the spate of regional bank failures this past spring, we talk about the Fed's job as a regulator of said banks. The central bank is also, though, a payments manager, handling more than $5 trillion worth of payments that banks make every single day. A couple of weeks ago, the Fed launched a new payment service. It's called FedNow, and it's meant ideally to modernize the payment system in this country by letting people send and receive money instantly instead of having to wait 2 or 3 days for things to clear. But if you want to use the Fed's new service, your bank has to sign up, and so far, only a couple of dozen of them have. So Marketplace's Justin Ho asked a couple of bankers how they are thinking about FedNow.
Banks know that their customers want to move money around instantly, just like an email or a text message.
And so we need to be able to compete and offer those products.
That's Robert James II, CEO of Carver Financial Corporation, a company with community banks in Alabama and Georgia. He says many mobile payment apps offer their own instant payment options, and that's raised the standard for money transfers.
There's just an expectation that you can access money instantaneously.
The Federal Reserve says its system is much broader than a person-to-person payment app. Customers at a bank with FedNow could pay bills at the last minute. Businesses could receive payments instantly and then turn around and spend the money. Workers could get their paychecks faster.
People who are looking for you to pay them are expecting their money immediately, not with a lag that comes from either writing a check or sending it through some sort of a system that requires a 2 or 3 day hold.
Thing is, James says his banks are not signing up for the Fed's instant payment service yet. One reason is that small banks like his often don't have the staff and resources to manage new technology. That means they have to pay for third-party companies to get it up and running.
And so every time we add a new system or feature, it ends up costing the bank and it makes our overhead higher.
Adding a new payment system also requires employee training, new customer policies, an updated website.
There's a lot of moving parts, even beyond just connecting to the technology.
That's Lance Noggle with the Independent Community Bankers of America. He says banks would also need to come up with new customer protection measures to prevent people from accidentally sending instant payments to the wrong person or to scammers.
It's not like a check where if I sent a check to somebody, I'm like, man, I really shouldn't have sent that check. I can call the bank and do a stop payment. Once money is sent through an instant payment network, it's gone.
The Federal Reserve isn't exactly blazing a trail here. A separate instant payment network, called Real-Time Payments, has been around for more than 5 years. It's operated by the Clearing House, a company owned by several big banks. Julie Hill is a professor at the University of Alabama.
I think that there are lots of community banks who were understandably concerned about relying on a service that's provided by their competitors.
But in the last year, the Clearinghouse says the number of banks using its service has picked up. Jim Colasano runs the Clearinghouse's instant payment network. He says that's likely because the Fed has stepped in with its own service.
By having both of us in market now, we do feel that we're going to start to see some real uplift in customers and banks using instant payments, and that's going to benefit both.
One reason is that banks might be more comfortable offering instant payments in general now that the Federal Reserve is giving them another option, says David Reiling, CEO of Sunrise Banks in Minnesota.
Because it does add that extra layer of competition in regards to features, benefits, improvements to the system over time.
Reiling says banks like his have an existing relationship with the Federal Reserve. So if banks sign up for FedNow, the hope is that the Fed will listen to its member banks.
And we'll take that very seriously as to what improvements need to be made or what alterations are, you know, at the top of the list and what's at the bottom.
Reiling says his bank is signing up for instant payment services from both the Clearinghouse and the Federal Reserve. That way, he can see which one he likes more. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.